Australian. Ever wonder who's legally entitled to an engagement ring when love sours? The rules of engagement are about to be tested in the County Court of Victoria. We will leave the facts of this case to one side, where a person is demanding his former fiancée return a 2-carat diamond ring plus other jewellery. Put that to one side and just talk general principles with Mark Parker, Head of Family Law at Lander & Rogers. Mark, I posed this question earlier. Russell said what should happen is that they sell the jewellery and split the money. I said it should be, in the words of Mr. Justice Elvis Presley, return to sender, go back to the bloke. What's the law say, Mark?
Look, Ross, it's interesting. The law generally is that an engagement ring is essentially a conditional gift. It's conditional upon the marriage subsequently occurring. It does depend a little bit on whether the parties have resided together or not. The family court only has jurisdiction if they've been in a de facto relationship or married. That's why this particular matter that's referred to in the article is being dealt with in the county court, because it's a civil dispute. Parties didn't live together. If they had been living together, we were in the family court. Look, rarely does the family court order the return of an engagement ring. Can depend upon the length of the relationship and the value of the ring. If it's a short relationship, a court is going to be much more inclined to give back an engagement ring. But the longer the relationship, the less likely the court's going to interfere.
Why is it not simply regarded as a conditional gift?
Well, I think de facto relationships and marriages really have a lot of gifts and promises and property that's acquired, whether it's personal property or whether it's real property. Courts rarely interfere with gifts, and the engagement ring really falls into that type of category. As I say, if it was a short relationship, much easier for a court to say, look, this really was very much confined to the facts of a short relationship, it goes back.
So a prudent person would say, I've bought you a beautiful engagement ring, here, have a look at it, I'll give it to you on our wedding day.
Yes, and even more prudent
not
person would say...
Oh, yes, sorry.
Sorry, I was going to say, an even more prudent person would say, I want you to sign a binding financial agreement. And that binding financial agreement will deal with the return of items such as the engagement ring in the event that we break up within a certain period of time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sell it and split it.
So, go with Russell, sell it and split it.
Well, the problem then, of course, is the husband is saying to his wife, look, I've just bought you this engagement ring for $50,000. Aren't you lucky? And of course, they then sell it and turns out it's worth $1,000. And there's even more trouble on the horizon.
We would get into a discussion. I don't know how much engagement rings... Generally, how much, I suppose, do people spend what they're capable of,
price,
I guess.
The price of a month's salary.
Is that the guide?
That's the rule of thumb.
Righto. Mark, it's a totally unrelated question. I have been searching the internet and trying ChatGPT and the like to help me. I'm trying to find a copy of a poem written by the late Cairns Villeneuve Smith about a case in the country called McLeod versus Lind, which contains the line, I will not chaffer with these codgers. I have spoke with Lander and with Rogers. Are you aware of that poem?
I'm not, but I'm certainly aware of Chick Lander and Glyn Rogers, who were the initial founders of the firm. So whether or not they come into that, I'm not quite sure, but
would
they
you,
may well.
Just for me, would you mind making an inquiry with your colleagues as to whether anyone has that poem, which was written about a contentious case being heard in the country, and it is a brilliant and funny a poem as you will ever read in your life. Mark, lovely to speak with you. Mark Parker, Lander & Rogers, Head of Family Law.